From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Emerald O'Brien. Authorities in south-central Missouri allege that 36-year-old Joseph Jesse Aldridge shot and killed seven people, injured another, and then killed himself in a Thursday evening shooting spree. Texas County Sheriff James Sigmon named four of the victims in a Friday afternoon press conference, all of whom he believes are cousins of Aldridge. A fifth person named, 74-year-old Alice Aldridge, the shooter's mother, is said to have died of natural causes inside the home in which she and her son lived. Three people remain unidentified, including one survivor. The Texas County coroner says all nine people dead were adults. Sigmon says there were six crime scenes in all, including three scenes with two bodies, two scenes with one body, and the scene of the suspect.
Well, my office received a call about 10:15 p.m. last night from a juvenile female of shots being fired out in the Tyrone area. My deputies responded upon arrival at the address, found two deceased victims.
Joseph Aldridge was said to be found dead around 5:30 a.m. Friday inside his idling pickup truck along Highway WW in a neighboring county. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A cannabis extract that some parents believe may help treat epileptic seizures experienced by their children may be available in Missouri this year. The Missouri Department of Agriculture issued cannabis growing licenses for two companies last week. The licenses are based in a state law passed in July allowing some epilepsy patients to obtain an extract from cannabis plants. The extract legalized in Missouri must have low amounts of the chemical THC and high amounts of cannabidiol, which is the component parents believe helps ease seizures. One of the growers licensed by the state says the extract could be available as early as September. Governor Jay Nixon appointed his senior advisor, John Watson, as temporary Missouri state auditor this afternoon following the death of Tom Schweik on Thursday. Watson will hold the position until the governor can make a permanent appointment and he will resign. The auditor's office was open for business today and released an annual report under Schweik's name about property seizures by law enforcement agencies. The office is expected to continue to operate normally under Watson. Schweik fatally shot himself and was found in a suburban St. Louis home Thursday afternoon. The City of Columbia is asking citizens to help decide the location of five new bus stop shelters. Columbia Community Development held a meeting in City Hall last night to conduct a survey of citizen preferences and answer questions. Community Development Coordinator Randy Cole says there are already plans to build 20 new structures at the Columbia bus stops that experience the most passenger traffic. But Cole says city staff wanted to propose five additional bus shelters and let the public decide where they needed them most.
Well, this past year we redid our five-year plan, and the public identified bus shelters as a high need in the community. And so this is the city staff putting the public input into action.
People who weren't at the meeting last night can still have input through an online survey. The survey can be found on the city's website, and it will remain open until the end of the day. Cole estimates that all of the shelters will be completed by 2016. I'm Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News, Columbia.